Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus clause. It exists in copyright law as certainly as legalese and property rights exist. And you know that they abound and give to the courts their highest intellectual conundrums and joy. Ah, how difficult would be the world if there were no Santa Claus. I guess, Virginia, I should explain that I'm spelling clause with an E and that I'm referring to legal clauses involving Santa, namely our legal ability to draw or recreate in some way images of Santa Claus without paying those who may have drawn or recreated Santa Claus before us. To put it a bit more confusingly, the Santa Claus generally gives each of us the right to create our own Santa Claus. Now, surely, Virginia, I don't need to describe Santa Claus to you, but I will anyway, through the words of a California federal court deciding a Santa Claus copyright case. He's got traditional features, like the red suit and cap with white fur trim, the white hair and beard, the black belt and boots, the ruddy face, and the fat form. I know, you knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick. And, Virginia, because Saint Nick or Santa Claus is so universal, no one in the world has exclusive intellectual property rights to the right jolly old elf. Just to give you an example outside the copyright area of just how strong that notion is, some guy in Ohio wanted to change his name to Santa Claus a few years back, but he couldn't convince a court that he should legally become Santa Claus because, in that court's words, the public has a proprietary right in the identity of Santa Claus, both in the name and the persona. That same reasoning, call it the Santa Claus clause, means that we don't have to send royalty checks to the North Pole each time we use a Santa Claus image in stores and in classrooms and wherever. Obviously, Santa Claus belongs to the whole world, one judge wrote admiringly in the 1960s. He belongs to none of the parties. But there's a nuance to this clause. The California court that decided the Santa Claus copyright case, for example, differentiated between Santa as we all generally know him and the Santa a company might create in three-dimensional form in a particular medium, a tangible Santa creation which they register with the Copyright Office. Because Santa had become a particular form in a particular medium, the court decided, the company had a valid copyright. This same idea is why even though we can all take some ownership in Santa, we can't download or otherwise use the song Santa Claus is Coming to Town without paying the piper or his 10 piping brethren, as one radio station discovered. But back to you, Virginia. No Santa Claus in copyright law? Thank God it lives and it lives forever. And many years from now, it will continue to make glad the hearts of intellectual property lawyers everywhere. I'm Amy Guida.